Now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself. The owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast, aka the talk of the town now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack, and today is Thursday, January 6th, 2022. That's right, Thursday, January 6th, 2022. This is the first Slack is Talk podcast of the year 2022, so without a doubt, let's get it in. And welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast on this first episode of the new year. I just want to say, man, I miss y'all, man. It felt like it's been, you know, forever. You know what I'm saying? If it's longer than 1 week, man, it just feel like it's forever. Man, I hope y'all enjoyed y'all Christmas. I hope y'all brought in the New Year safe. You know what I mean? I hope y'all had safe travels. I hope everybody, you know, got what they wanted. Everybody that's, you know, got a chance to chill with family. You know what I mean? Normal stuff that people do on holiday season, man. You know, that's the main thing. The main thing, I just want to make sure everybody was safe, man. You know, make sure everybody drunk responsibly. You know what I'm saying? I had one or two myself. You know what I mean? I hung out a little bit, but mainly, you know, stayed at the house. You know, this wrapping up things for the Slack is Talk podcast, man. And I hope y'all was waiting for me too, you know? It's a lot of big things to come here on the Slack is Talk podcast, man. You know, we had a lot to celebrate, you know, on New Year's, January 1st, that was our one-year anniversary, man. So, you know, congratulations to y'all. Congratulations to me. You know, this is our second year. You know, we got a year under our belt now. You know what I'm saying? So it's time to take things to the next level. It's always time and there's always room to expand. You know what I'm saying? Great business minds think alike. You know what I mean? You just don't stay in one lane or two lanes. You know what I'm saying? Always look to improve. Always look to make things bigger, to make things better, you know. Always had that mindset. And today is no different. I thought for today's show, you know, since it's something, you know, that happens every year, it's something that, you know, everybody talk about. And I think y'all know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about New Year's resolution. You know, we're going to talk about New Year's resolution, but only this one's going to have a different twist. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give you the Slack is Talk resolution on today's show. You know, I'm going to give you my Slack is Talk resolution. I'm going to give you all of my resolutions because it's more than one. And we're going to talk about how to set your resolution, you know, from the first place, how to set it up, how to go about doing it, and how to stay focused, man. That's the main thing, staying focused to make sure you achieve them. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people give up and it never happened. So we're going to talk how to set a resolution, how to put it in a plan motion, how to set it for full go, and how to execute. We're going to talk about all those things here on the Slack is Talk. I think the most important thing in setting your goals for a New Year's resolution, I think the most important thing is setting something that's realistic. Let's set up a goal that's realistic. And I'm a positive person. You know what I mean? I like to think positive. And I like saying that, you know, anything is possible. But at the same time, don't be in a situation where you're like 45 years old or 50 and you're saying something like you want to play in the NBA or something like that. Like, you know, let's make things more realistic, man. You know what I mean? More, you know, let's increase the odds, so to speak. Let's give ourselves like good odds of this thing happening. You know, whatever your resolution is, let's put ourselves in the best possible situation ever that we can to make this resolution happen, whatever it may be. You know what I'm saying? I think that's the first thing. Once you have like your goal in mind, or, you know, whatever it is that you want to accomplish, and go ahead and challenge yourself, man. It should be more than one. You know what I'm saying? We talking about a whole year. You know what I'm saying? In 12 months, it's going to be another new year. You know what I'm saying? In 12 months, we could definitely accomplish more than one thing. You know what I'm saying? So let's stop this setting one resolution. You know what I'm saying? It should be a lot more than that. You know, let's push ourselves. You know what I mean? The thing that I like to tell everybody is whatever your goal is, depending upon what it is, you know what I'm saying? It may not happen overnight. It might not happen the next day or even the same week. You know what I'm saying? It might take a couple of months. You know what I'm saying? It might take 6 months. You know what I mean? Depending upon what it is. But whatever it is, put something toward it every day. You know what I'm saying? Just make sure that you put something toward it every day. You know, like for an example, let's say, you know, my podcast, you know, Slackers Talk. You know what I'm saying? I think about this podcast every day. Every day I'm doing something, you know, I'm thinking of creative ideas. I'm thinking things that I could do to give y'all guys, you know, the best experience possible. You know what I'm saying? I might change the logo. I might add some segments and stuff like that. But whatever idea you have, you know, put something toward it. You might have like an account that's basically for your business or the company that you want to start. Put $5 toward it, $10, you know, every day or, you know, once a week or something like that. Whether it's like financial, whether it's just an idea, whether it's a creative a thing, just put something toward, you know, your goal every day. You know what I'm saying? Because if it's important to you and it's something that you really want to do, then it's something that should be on your mind every single day. You know what I'm saying? And it's always something that needs to be done. You know what I'm saying? Your job is never finished. It's never finished. You know, even if you accomplish the goal, it's going to take some time and effort to keep that goal, to maintain that goal. You know what I'm saying? To stay in the position that you're in. So it's always something to do. It's never like a situation where your job is just completely done. Another thing that's important that we all should do, and believe it or not, I'm guilty of this too, man. You know, me being a writer and a film producer, where everything is dealing with like writing and stuff like that, is just a shame that, you know, I have this issue. But if you have a plan or you get an idea in your head, please, I'm telling you from firsthand experience, man, write it down. You know what I'm saying? Write it down. Definitely write it down. Because the next day after, you're going to think of something else. You're going to think of other things. And days are going to go by. Hours are going to go by. And you're going to forget. You're going to either forget your idea altogether, or you're going to forget certain elements of the idea when you first came up with it. What I found out in my experience, it's nothing like coming up with an idea. And it always seems like once you come up with that idea, when the first time you come up with that idea is always the best, because it seems like the whole idea just clicks right then and there. You know what I'm saying? It's the first time you thought about it, the idea is fresh, and it's just like the whole vision of it, it just clicks right then and there. So, you know, capitalize on that idea while it's fresh in your mind. Because the next day and the day after, it's not that you're going to think that that idea is bad, but it's just we evolve every day and we get into different things and we do different things every day. So how you focus today is not going to be the same focus that you have tomorrow. And it took me a long time to realize that, you know, and I regret it because I missed out on some ideas. I missed out on some plans. And I wish, you know, on the side note, I wish that I would have kept a journal. You know what I'm saying? It's good to always go back in your history. I remember back in the day, there was a guy that told me that it would be beneficial for me to keep a journal. You know what I mean? So I could keep track of my life and what happened on this day. And I was young. You know what I'm saying? My response was, man, I ain't writing no journal. You know what I'm saying? That's corny. That's whack. But when you get older, you see things different. And I see the benefit of it, man. Like, you can always go back and see what you did on this day, like 10 years ago or 15 years ago or 20. You know what I'm saying? Like think about it. Like, you can always go back and see what you did on this exact day. You know what I'm saying? It's just something to think about. You know what I'm saying? How many of us could remember without writing it down, you know what I'm saying, without recording or anything like that, how many of us can remember, like, exactly what we did last year on January 6th? You know what I'm saying? Like, how many? Think about it. Like, you know what I mean? And just another reason, you know what I'm saying, why you should keep notes and maybe keep a journal and definitely write all your ideas down. And I really want y'all to listen to this one, man. This is a gem. You know what I'm saying? Believe it or not, like, good or bad, boring or entertaining, you know, whatever. Either way you want to look at it, everybody has a story. Everybody. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has a story. Everybody has a certain way that they grew up. Everybody has things that they've been through. Everybody have things that they seen. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has a story. Everybody, man. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? You can make a movie one day or you can write a book. You know what I'm saying? But everybody has a story. You know what I'm saying? Dropping the gym. You know what I'm saying? First of the year. You know what I'm saying? Write everything down. Keep your ideas. It might make you some money one day. You know what I'm saying? Another key element to setting up a New Year's resolution. And I know everybody's different. You know what I'm saying? I get that. I know everybody wants different things for different reasons. I get that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm with it. You know what I'm saying? I know everybody have their own, you know, everybody's independent. Everybody got their own personality. But let's, like, stop setting goals. Let's stop wanting things that we don't necessarily need. You know what I'm saying? Let's stop going after stuff that we don't need. And instead, let's focus on things that could set us up for the future. Let's set our sights on creating generational wealth. You know what I'm saying? Let's set ourselves up for stuff that, you know, not only you could benefit off of, but somebody that comes up behind you, they could benefit off it. You know what I'm saying? That's where, like, a lot of people get behind the eight ball. You know what I'm saying? They only think of now. You know what I'm saying? But let's set up ourselves from the future, and let's set ourselves up to have, to continue having future success. And just think about it. It's no better time to start doing it because, as you know, it's a new year and we're in the month of January. And you know what January is here on the Slackers Talk podcast. January is Martin Luther King month. You know what I'm saying? The great Dr. Martin Luther King. You know what I'm saying? That's the man that made all this possible to me. You know what I'm saying? That's the man that set us up to have dreams, to have goals. So there's no better way, no better place, no better time to get started. You know what I'm saying? Then the month of January. And when you set your goal, just be smart about it. Like I said, put something toward it every day. Think big. Think something in the future. And think generational. You know what I mean? Something that's lasting. Something that we can continue to benefit off of. And as for me, as for, you know, some of my New Year's resolutions, because I have plenty of them, I'll start with personal. You know what I'm saying? Personal resolutions. Like, you know, this me as a person. First off, I have two kids. I have a son and I have a daughter. My son is on my AU basketball team, Dream Elite, by the way. And for me personally, I just want to continue to be that guy that they can come to when they have a problem or when they need something. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times, like, kids feel like they can't talk to their parents about certain things. And then when that happens, more trouble follows because they, instead of talking about it, they just do whatever they feel or whatever they think is right at the time. And most of the time, it ends up being wrong and it gets them into deeper trouble. You know what I'm saying? So for me, I want to continue to be that guy that they can talk to, that guy, you know, that provides, that guy they could come to when they need something. And that has always been one of my resolutions. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's another thing too that I didn't mention earlier on the show, is it's nothing wrong with having the same resolution. Like I already told you, you should have more than one anyway, but it's nothing wrong with one or two of them being the same. You know what I'm saying? A resolution could be, you know, being there for your kids, being there for your family, you know, doing certain things. And it's just certain things that has to be done every year. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. There's no way around that. You know what I'm saying? And the resolution that I have, like, almost every year, and this stems from both of my parents are 40 plus years older than me. You know what I'm saying? They were in their 40s when they had me. You know, my mom was sick, and, you know, by the time I got of age, you know, my father was in his 50s, you know what I'm saying, pushing 60. So, like, I missed out on, you know, playing ball with my father, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that, due to the age difference, you know what I'm saying? So I always make it my business and said that I will always be out there, you know, for my kids, whether it be playing basketball, whether it be, like, going out to eat or whatever they're interested in, you know what I'm saying, because that's important. So that's one that stays with me every year, you know what I mean, without a doubt. As far as the podcast, man, you know what I'm saying? Because that's most important. You know, this is the relationship that I have with you guys. I'm just going to continue to improve, man. I'm going to continue to push the envelope. You know what I'm saying? Last year, you know what I mean? We got our start. And now it's time. 2022, we here. You know what I'm saying? I want to finally have, like, some special guests on the show. You know what I mean? I'm going to introduce some more segments. Definitely, you know what I mean? We're going to get into the movie aspect of it too, you know what I'm saying? Because we've been doing the versus battle as far as music. We haven't really touched on movies yet, you know what I'm saying? So we definitely going to tackle that, you know what I'm saying? We're going to get into, like, movies. We're going to get into, like, athletes, versus battles, you know what I'm saying? It's all, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to give up everything, you know what I'm saying, in one episode, but we're going to continue to push the envelope. You know what I'm saying? This is not just my show. This is our show. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to make it do what it do. You know, simple as that. I have a great team behind me. You know what I'm saying? Professionally. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't do it by myself. You know what I'm saying? I got a great team behind me, man. And we're building towards, you know, generational wealth. You know what I'm saying? We got, one of the things we got going is a management company where, you know, pretty much we're teaching, and I say the right word, teaching, along with managing, ownership. You know what I'm saying? How to own. You know what I'm saying? We thinking business minded. You know, we talking not just being a talent, but business, being on the business side of things. You know what I'm saying? Understanding both. Because a lot of people are not taught that. You know what I'm saying? They're not taught that way. And they don't start thinking about the business side of it until it's too late. You know what I'm saying? And that's just a backwards way of thinking. You know what I'm saying? You think about the business side first before anything. You know what I'm saying? So we definitely, like, building, you know, generational wealth for others. You know what I'm saying? Ownership, leadership. All that good stuff, you know what I'm saying, over at HSF Entertainment, you know what I'm saying? So definitely shout out to that, you know what I'm saying? I'm looking forward to that. If you are an artist and you don't want management all in your videos, you know what I'm saying? You don't want other people owning all the stuff that you create, come to HSF. Nah, but shouts out to my man, Suge Knight, man, you know what I'm saying? That's the famous speech right there. But really, though, you know what I'm saying? We doing special things over at HSF, man. You know what I'm saying? Not just artists. You know, we have athletes. We have actors. You know what I'm saying? We do it all. It's not just management. It's entertainment. It's everything. You know what I'm saying? So definitely check that out, man. You know, check that out. And I can keep going on for days, man, about all these resolutions that I have. You know what I mean? Because I have like upwards about 20, 25 of them. You know what I'm saying? And going against something that I said earlier, I didn't write them down. You know what I'm saying? I am though. I'm getting better with writing down stuff. You know what I'm saying? Over the years, I could say like the last 3 or 4 years, man, I've gotten comfortable now in the groove with writing stuff down. You know what I'm saying? And not writing it, but typing it. You know what I'm saying? Keeping it in my phone, keeping it in my iPad. You know what I'm saying? Where I can get to it. You know what I mean? I have folders all over the place. Like just labels with ideas and different things or what have you. So I'm definitely getting good with that. But one of the best things that I'm proud of so far in my career, and if you follow me and you listen to me on the Slackers Talk podcast, you know what I'm saying? You heard me say this thousands of times. The thing that I'm most proud of, what I should say, two things. Well, I mean, really one, because it's all under the same umbrella. I'm really proud of my Vision for Kids organization, man. You know what I mean? My Vision for Kids organization and my Dream Elite basketball team, which is a part of the Vision for Kids organization. That's the thing right there that I'm most proud of in my career so far, man. Because I love the kids, man. It's all about the kids, man. It's all about the future. One thing about it, we was all kids once. And I just want to set up, you know, I understand that I'm just one person. And I have a team behind me, you know what I'm saying? And they working with me as well. But I want to build that foundation, man, that generational wealth for the kids that need it. You know what I'm saying? I want to make sure that everybody has a vision. Everybody has a fair shot. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people, a lot of talented kids don't make it because they were never given a fair opportunity. You know what I'm saying? And that's something that I want to do something about. You know what I'm saying? That's always one of my main goals. And that's something that I look forward to as a resolution every year as well. I look for stuff that, you know, ways that can improve, trying to get more people on board, trying to get more programs, more events, things like that. And just trying to get that program and my organization to a higher level each year. You know, I started Dream Elite, my AAU basketball team, last year, and it was a success. You know what I'm saying? We won 8 championships. But more importantly, above the championships, and I've told all my players this, you know what I'm saying? As much as I love the championships, and I love them, I love it. As much as I love those championships, though, I would give it all back. I would give all those championships back if I could see every member on my team go to the NBA. I would give all my championships back for every member on my team to have a champion, you know, to have a chance to play in the NBA. Or if not the NBA, I'll take the G League or any type of professional league. You know what I'm saying? I love to see, you know, my kids come from beginning to being professionals. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing like the feeling of saying, hey, you know, that guy on TV, he was under me. You know what I'm saying? I started that. And if nothing else, when other people see that, when other people see the success, when other people see the professionalism and kids going places, it gravitates to others. You know what I'm saying? It makes others want to be a part of that. And it starts a pipeline. You know what I'm saying? People are going to look, oh, you know, all the kids that play for him, they go to the NBA or they go to the G League or they go and get paid. It's going to start a continuing pipeline. You know what I'm saying? And it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger and better each year. You know what I'm saying? So that's my dream. You know what I'm saying? We were in the 10th grade last year. We're in the 11th this year. So, you know, I have, give or take, you know, this year is almost over with as far as school. So I have a year to, like, try to get this into focus. You know what I'm saying? Try to get the program off and running. We got the team running, but I have to make those connections and get people into the next level. You know what I'm saying? And I mentioned the NBA, but I can't mention the NBA without mentioning college. You know what I'm saying? Actually, I should have said college first. You know what I'm saying? The reason why I skipped over college is not because college is not important. No, it's the opposite. My kids know education first. You know, I don't have to even tell them that. You know what I'm saying? That's automatic with me. You know what I'm saying? That's automatic. We don't even have to talk about that. They know how I feel about that. They know about, you know, get an education, man, so you can have a background, so you can have something to fall back on, you know what I mean? So you can have, you know, not just play ball, but you can have a brand, you know what I'm saying? It's not about just doing one thing. It's about starting brands now, you know what I'm saying? Keep every door open, and that's where I'm aiming at. That's where I'm going with that, and that's the thing that I'm most proud of, and it's going to happen, you know what I'm saying? It's definitely going to happen. But anyway, that's my New Year's resolution. Y'all stay tuned. It's Martin Luther King month. You know what I'm saying? You know how we do it on there. I'm going to be honoring the man all month long. So stay tuned for that. It's a new year, baby. We here on the Slackers Talk. This is the Slackers Talk podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. I'm signing off. Y'all stay blessed, and we'll talk again next week.
You're listening to the Slack Is Talk podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. Find out what's going to happen next.